Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the second parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we are learning parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the previous parak of Maseches Maestros, we began a discussion regarding when the obligation of separating Maeser sets in. We learned that if your intention is to take your crops, to take your produce, and to bring them to the marketplace, to the shuk, in order to sell them there, then the obligation of Maeser sets in once your crop, once your food is processed. Then again, we learned the various stages of processing for the various types of crops. If, however, you're just a regular guy who wants to take your crops into your home to eat it with you, your family, your guests, and so on, then the obligation of separating Maeser sets in once you bring the food, once you bring the crops into your home. And before the obligation of Maeser sets in, whether you intend to bring it to the shuk or you intend to bring it into your home, you're allowed to snack on it in a temporary type of a way before the Maeser, before the tithes have been separated. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to begin a discussion regarding a case where you have an Am Haaret, someone who's not trusted, as we learned many times in Maseches Demai, someone who's not trusted to separate Maeser, to separate the Maeser Ani, the Maeser Rishon, for the Levi, the Maeser Sheni, and so on. He's not trusted. The question is, if he's giving out free food in the street, can we assume that the produce that he's giving out is produce that, at the end of the day, he never brought to his home, and therefore there was never an obligation of separation Maeser, and therefore you could eat it in a regular, typical way? Or do we assume that he did bring it into his home, in which case you don't trust, so you would have to treat it like demai, and you'd have to separate Maeser there? Says the Mishnah, Haya over, Bishuk of an Am Haaretz is walking and passing in the marketplace of Amar, and he says, Tlulachem te'enim, go and take figs. Ochlin is food. You want to eat the figs as a gift that I'm giving you. Please come and eat them. Upiturin, says the Mishnah, you are exempt from separating Maeser because you can assume that he's coming straight from the field. He didn't go into his home yet. It's not fully processed and so on. And therefore, you can eat it and assume that there was no obligation of Maeser for these crops. Lefichach, therefore, im hechnisu libatim, once you bring it into your home, once you take it and bring it, then misaknin vad, then you have to treat it like ordinary tevel, like ordinary food that you have to separate Maeser from, because when you took it from him at that stage, it was just temporary eating was allowed, and now that you bring it into your home, the Maeser obligation sets in, and you must separate the Maeser. If, however, says the Mishnah, telu vihechnisu libatechem, if the Am Haaretz says to you, go, take this, take the figs, and then you can bring it into your home. That's the lashon, that's the language that he uses. Lo yochlu mehem arai, says the Mishnah, you can't eat even from them in a temporary way, in a snack-like way, because the Bartanura points out, once he says, take it and bring it into your homes, so then the assumption becomes that he actually brought it into his home first. And if he brought it into his home first, the obligation of separating Maeser sets in, and therefore you cannot eat them. Lefichach, therefore, if you bring these crops into your home, eino misaknin ella demai, the obligation of Maeser, we assume that it's demai and that he brought into his home, so then the obligation of what you must do at this point in time is treat them like demai and not tevel, where you have to separate Maeser and in a more lenient type of a way, like we learned in Maseches Demai, when it comes to Maeser Rishon, Maeser Sheni, and so on. You don't even have to separate it really, you can just do kriyas shem, you can just announce it and establish its value, but you don't actually have to give it to anyone, and so on. There are many leniencies associated with demai, but again, if he says that he should bring it into your home, then we assume that he did, in which case we would have to separate the Maeser like we would in a case of demai. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, Hayu Yoshvin Beshar O Bechanos, a person sitting either by a gate or by a courtyard or by a store. The Amar, and the store owner, says, Telulachem Te'enim, come take figs for yourself for free as a gift, says the Mishnah. Ochlenu Paturin, you can absolutely go and eat from the figs that he is offering you. Upatur, and you're exempt from separating Maeser from the food that you are eating. Uval Hashar, Uval Hachanos, Chayavin, but says the Mishnah, the owner of the courtyard and the owner of the store, they're obligated in separating the Maeser. Because the halacha is that when we say that you have to bring it into your home, into your court, into your store, and so on, it's about your store, your courtyard, your home, and therefore other people can still eat it as long as they didn't bring it into their courtyard, as long as they didn't bring it into their store. But in this case, because the owner of the store, the owner of the courtyard's there and it's his, so he brought it into his area, and therefore he would be obligated to separate meiser, but you didn't bring it into your dalet amos, into your rishos, into your possession, and therefore you would be able to eat it without separating meiser. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says no, that even the Baal Hashar, even the owner of the store, would be exempt from separating meiser, achi yachzer as panav, o achi yishane makom yeshivaso, unless he sort of turns his face away, or until he sort of changes his seat in where he's sitting so that people shouldn't see him. And because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the only time that the store owner would be obligated in separating the meiser is when the store owner would be embarrassed to eat it in front of customers. Normally, a store owner is uncomfortable. You're in a store. You're not going to eat from your own food. Right? You go to a pizza store, and the guy's eating his own pizza. It's a little weird. So a lot of times, they'll go to the back because it's kind of weird and not so comfortable to eat the food in front of your customers. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if he's in a place where he's comfortable eating with his customers, then we assume that he's exempt as well from separating meiser, unless he starts to show that he is uncomfortable. He turns his face and so on, in which case he would be obligated to separate meiser. But as the Bartender points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we hold that the store owner would be obligated, but the people there would not have to separate meiser. Quick review, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph discussed two cases regarding an Am Haaretz who is offering free figs to people, and we said that if he's just offering the free figs to people, you're allowed to eat it, and you're potter from separating meiser. You can eat it in a temporary snack-like way. However, once you take it and bring it into your home, then you would have to treat it as vadai, as definite tevel, and therefore you would have to separate meiser at that particular point in time. If, however, says the Mishnah, the Am Haaretz says, take it and bring it into your home, then we assume that he also brought it into his home, in which case you can't eat it in a temporary way because the obligation of meiser already set in. But therefore, the kula is, the leniency is that if you were to bring it into your home, you can assume that the Am Haaretz already brought it into his home, in which case the produce in front of you has the status of demai, not tevel, and there are many kulos, many leniencies associated with demai as opposed to tevel. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis discussed the case where a person sitting either in a courtyard or by a store, and the owner is also giving away free figs. We have nice guys in the Mishnah offering free food to people. And we said there too, you could eat it and in a temporary way, but the Mishnah did say that the owner of the store, the owner of the courtyard, would have to, at that point, separate meiser. He would be obligated in separating meiser before eating, because at that point, it's in his rishos, the other people, it's not in your rishos. You didn't bring it into your corridor store, therefore you can eat it without separating, but because it's in the store owner's possession, and it's in his store, in his area, he would be obligated to separating. Maestro, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but we don't paskin like that. Have a great day.